Welcome to Life Quest Liberty, live in-depth conversations with today's top writers, editors, and spiritual leaders concerning religious freedom around the world. On today's broadcast, we'll examine local and international factors that may be impacting your right to worship and obey God as your conscience dictates. I'm your Life Quest Liberty host, Charles Mills.
Will he be or won't he be? Should he be or shouldn't he be? These are the questions on many minds these days. Let's talk with Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine, about impeachment and what it could mean to religious liberty in this country and around the world. Lincoln, what do we need to know?
Yeah, this is going to be a very fraught session, but I think we'd be irresponsible if we didn't give a verbal nod toward it, since it's swirling all around us. And I have to give the current president, Trump, some credit. From the beginning, and the beginning for him was appearing before the religious right and confessing his sins, which were and are and continue to be many.
Yes.
But in that sense, he said he was a fallible person. And then if they doubted it, he proved it by quoting from 2 Corinthians, which was sort of said everything.
Yes.
You know, that was fine for a candidate, but it seems that the religious right have thrown their lot behind him. And on his part, this is a president. I'm starting off with all the good stuff.
Yeah.
This is a president who it's undeniable, has gone to incredible lengths to carry out his campaign promises.
That's true.
And most candidates promise so glibly that I think people would be, as they are here, shocked if they followed through on some of those things. They think it's just hyperbole.
Yeah.
But one of the things he's done is he's spoken very well of religious freedom, even if he and his life, you know, is sort of a counterpoint. And we've printed in Liberty Magazine some very good statements from this president on religious liberty. But in the interests of honesty of how things work in this world, I've read books where in the early days of the Nazis coming to power, Adolf Hitler said wonderful things about how National Socialism was based on Christianity and that they believed in religious freedom. So while I will continue to print, and anybody should continue to print the quotable quotes from this or any president on religious freedom, actions do count for something. I was very disconcerted a few days ago now when I saw a copy of a letter that President Trump sent to Erdogan, a letter that if I was a grade school teacher, I would mark it up heavily and send it back for a rethink.
Yeah.
It was full of threats and childish statements. But he said there that don't think that, you know, something to the effect that don't think I'm messing around. I will destroy your economy if I have to. And he says, you've seen with the issue of Pastor Bunsen was the name, or Brunson, what we did. Now, that was an interesting allusion. There was an evangelical Christian pastor from the U.S. working in Turkey, and he made the huge tactical mistake, because he probably wasn't culturally savvy enough. I'll give him the credit. Maybe he was, but it was a mistake, of working a lot with the Kurds in Turkey. And, of course, the Kurds are essentially a separatist group that have terrorist actions and ongoing military skirmishes with the Turkish government. So Turkey sees them as rank traitors. This missionary was accused of terrorism, convicted, and I think initially he was given a death sentence and then something like 30 years. And the U.S. correctly interceded very vigorously on his behalf. But it troubles me greatly that now the president is using this as a whack on the head for Turkey. And as part of that, he's basically giving them an open go to persecute the Kurds. So I think the religious sensibility was totally misdirected and sort of revealed a certain, if not insincerity, then a total duplicity on real religious sentiment. All of that said, we are in the middle of a whole process that will probably end up in some sort of an impeachment process, although it's unlikely to most outside observers that it will result in conviction. But it's roiling the political waters big time. And the question must be asked. I'm sure the religious right are asking it. I'm sure the Republican Party's asking it as part of their larger agenda. If this president is impeached, or more particularly for the partisans, if they back off from him in the face of undoubted irregularities, let's just put it mildly,
yes,
will they be harming elements of their agenda, including a defense of religious liberty?
Hmm.
It's a reasonable question. And I know many people that I know, Christians, are worried that if Trump should disappear, and by definition, in the vacuum, if not immediately, certainly not immediately, but then an electoral collapse, and the left wing come in, you know, then will godless ideas and anti-Christian attitudes be freed up, and will these good statements on religious liberty disappear? It's an interesting dynamic, and it's in my ways, it's sort of on steroids, the same sort of thinking that's led people to support one party or candidate in the past just because of their views on one issue, usually abortion. Hmm. Would you allow a greater ill in many other areas because this good is being advanced? Mm-hmm. Or put it another way, in the language of my youth, is situation ethics so run amok that you will allow many bad things to get one good thing done?
Well, in your opinion, Lincoln, as you look at the situation that's happening now and what could possibly happen, which is worse? You talk often that religious liberty is under attack with this present administration. How would that compare with if he was impeached? Would religious liberty suffer more or less if he was impeached compared to what it is now?
This administration have not directly attacked religious liberty. This administration came into office excluding people of a certain religion from entering the country.
Well, no, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. This administration has not been supportive of religious liberty, and they've supported it only because they've been called out on it. We talk about the Johnson Amendment. We talk about these things that have happened one after another on the administration. Yes, they did not do bad things, but they tried.
This administration have banded together with the religious right, which, of course, speaks very kindly and loudly on religious liberty, but it's only half of the First Amendment.
Yes.
They are not for the separation of church and state, and that's why they were wanting to undo the Johnson Amendment, which I don't think has ever been formally done away with. They announced it with a lot of hoopla, and yet late, about midnight the night before it was to go to a vote as a rider on another bill, it was removed.
Right,
so I don't
right.
think it's ever been actually taken away, but their intent was.
Yes.
And you're right. Some of what you and I might count as defending religious liberty, they're opposed to. But religious freedom, generally, they speak well of. And,
okay.
and the Secretary of State has had so far two ministerials on religious freedom where they invite government ministers from around the world and they talk nicely about religious liberty. So they're going through the motions reasonably well. And what they've done there is good. But they've been horrible on the separation of church and state and very partisan on the application of religious liberty. And what I say, I've said it on this program many times before, what we've seen emerge is religious entitlement passing for religious liberty.
Yeah.
And narrow, full rights and subsidies and everything for my religious group, but yours or another one, you know, squeeze them down, ignore them.
Yeah.
And that's not a good dynamic from any angle. And so, as I say, this administration started by excluding Muslims, and I understand what's behind it. We're still scared witless from 9/11 and the connection between Islamic radicals and terrorism. I mean, it's undeniable, but it doesn't mean every Muslim is a terrorist, hardly.
Right.
I mean, there's millions, 30 or so million in the U.S., and to tar them all with that brush by an exclusion, I mean, this was aimed at those coming in, but still, this is just horrible. So right off the bat, the religious sensibility was a little damaged. So we need to keep that in mind. But something else that I'd like to remind people of, it's not as simple as just from a religious liberty perspective as seeing a president who has sinned mightily and perhaps committed high crimes and misdemeanors,
yes,
getting his just desserts, and then the vice president takes over. Because the aberrant attitudes towards religious liberty are even more fully exemplified by his vice president. Vice President Pence, a man of reassuring manner, as a politician, I find him eminently bearable, you know, his manner.
Yeah.
But as editor of Liberty, I remember very clearly his role in the last element of the saga of the RFRA bills that were going state by state. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act was passed, I think it was in 1996, to shore up religious liberty. While the Constitution lays out a nice generality, it was suffering in the workplace particularly. So RFRA was passed to specify the religious liberty prerogatives. It was passed federally. Then the Supreme Court disallowed it for all but federal employees because it depended on interstate commerce for application in the states, and they thought that was a stretch. So since then, state by state, they've been passing RFRA laws, and 20 states, I think, have it so far. And the last one to hit, not too long before the election, was Indiana, and a certain Governor Pence was at the center of that fiasco, because by that stage, the religious right were adding riders to the RFRA state bills with all sorts of exclusionary provisions relating to cake making and things like that.
Yes.
And they got caught. He signed it quickly, and then the word got out what really was in the bill, and the firestorm erupted so bad that they had to recall the bill. They backed down. And that's one big sin, but it's very illustrative of his full inclusion in the so-called religious right, which I'll give them full benefit anytime. The people have a great burden to bring back Christian morality into society. They've just gone about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And they have a clear intention, almost against the majority's wishes, to pass laws that will re-Christianize the country. And the vice president is all the way on that agenda. So if he were president, I think we would see more overt challenges to the separation of church and state and perhaps religion on the margins from such a new president. So impeachment is corrupting to the whole body politic in general, but as far as solving any vagueness at the moment on religious liberty, I don't see it. I see it even making things worse for us.
Well, as we face these troubled times, we need to remember what, Lincoln? Give us a little word of encouragement here.
We need to remember that, of course, we're citizens of this country, living in this country. If you're in Russia, you're a citizen of Russia or any other country. And Christians are particularly encouraged by the Apostle Paul to be good and loyal and faithful citizens above reproach. That's a given. But in ourselves and in our spiritual lives and in our aspirations for here and eternity, we're citizens of God's kingdom, his coming eternal kingdom. And we need to keep that in mind. It's the preeminent compulsion, if you like, for the Christian. And don't get sidetracked into trying to make the kingdom of God on earth by earthly means. It should be by witness and by, as the Bible often says, using figures of salt and light and so on, within a society, changing it by our witness and our daily living, not by heavy-handed, autocratic, kingly mechanisms. That's the things of the world, not of God.
Yeah, very, very well put. Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine. We have a website, libertymagazine.org. Listen to these programs, read the articles, subscribe to the magazine, watch Lincoln's television program, all at libertymagazine.org. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Lincoln Steed inviting you to rest in the freedom of God's love. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about LifeQuest Liberty, call 443-391-7258 or email us through our website at libertymagazine.org. Join us again next week at this same time as we examine more of the threats and challenges facing your religious freedom. May God keep the flames of liberty burning in your heart today.